you make a purchase, you say the storekeeper
wrapped it up.
And when you get home, you
unwrapped it.
If someone's selling something for less than what they paid for it, you say they're selling it
at a loss.
Or if you'd like to get something but it's too expensive, you say it
costs too much.
And the first of the month, the bill is
due.
If you're in a club, you pay
dues.
If you'd like to buy something that's very expensive, you might have to see your bank and see if you could
borrow.
Because money is very nowadays
scarce.
Boys who go off the springboard or go in the water like so, you say they
dive.
Yesterday they
dived.
They have
dived. Although I have no strong feelings against dove. I wouldn't consider dove non-standard.
Okay. And when you get in the water, you begin to
swim.
Yesterday you
swam.
You have
swum.
What about diving in and landing flat on your stomach? You say you did.
Belly flop.
Ever heard that called? Anything else that you might use? Or?
Only on Legs records.
Okay. Say if a boy's playing around in the yard, he might bend over, tuck his head between his legs, and go over like so. You say he did.
Somersault.
And what about if someone buys something that the storekeeper might give him as a little extra? You ever heard that called anything?
I'm not really sure. My pharmacist once or twice has given me something. Once a couple of summers ago, I was buying some film from him, and he was trying to sell all of a particular batch of film, and there was one roll left, so he just threw that in. But then we've been trading there for all of my life, certainly. But as I don't recall any name being given to that sort of thing, and certainly there are very few people around who will do that. I think it would only be in the term of a small neighborhood concern where the customers were long established.
And getting back to swimming, if someone got in or it was too deep, he might
drown.
Yesterday, so-and-so
drowned.
He's
drowned.
What is a baby? That's,
he has drowned, is that
right?
That last one, okay.
Right. What do you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
It crawls.
And if I need something that's gotten stuck at the top of the tree, I'd run ahead.
Climb.
Yesterday,
I have climbed.
Say a small child, before he goes to bed, you say he, beside the bed.
He knelt.
And if you're tired, you say you're going to down in bed.
Lie down.
Or so-and-so is really sick, he just in bed all day.
He lay in bed. That was another thing my mother was always very particular about, distinguishing between lie and lay.
What do you say people do when they sleep? They sometimes
dream.
Yesterday
dreamed.
He has
dreamed. Although I also have neutral feelings about dreamt. I think dreamt is maybe a little old-fashioned.
Okay. You were dreaming about so and so, but all of a sudden
woke up.
And if I bring my foot down very hard, you say I
stamp.
If a boy meets a girl that wants to go home. I never liked that question. Anyway, what did he say? He's a little presumptuous.
He would say, "May I take you home?"
What about if they were on foot? Make any difference? Or in a car?
Well, walk you home, I think, is an older expression. Now, most people don't walk anymore, do they? You would say, may I give you a ride? May I give you a lift? Do you need a ride?
Okay. And to get somebody's car that's stuck in the mud out, you might tie a rope on the front of it and
pull.